In this part of the cave, there are stalagmites with quite a different form. They are called palm trees. You can see them next to the piles of plates. Palm trees can rise to as much as 15 metres. Among them, you can see the pine cone, which is 11 metres high and has become a symbol for Orgnac. As with the piles of plates, palm trees are formed under high ceilings, but perhaps there is a more substantial flow of water. The bursts of water falling on top of the stalagmite cause splashes, which deposit limestone on its sides and form petals. Scientists have observed that concretions serve as excellent archives of the Earth's climatic evolution. Indeed, during their growth, they store information about the atmosphere and the nature of the ground. Like core sampling in polar ice, sampling makes it possible to reconstitute climatic evolutions on Earth during the Quaternary era, and this cave has been used in studies on these phenomena. On the left, a few metres in front of this wall, you can see a series of stalactites, called a drapery, which has joined up with stalagmites below them and has formed the pipe organ. In the centre, we can see Robert de Joly's funeral urn. Shortly before his death in 1968, he asked that his heart be placed in the Avene d'Orgnac. To the left of the pipe organ, there is the access to the potholing galleries. Two types of visits are organised: the underground hike, which takes half a day, and the subterranean odyssey, which takes a full day. These offer an opportunity for serious speleologists to discover the cave's other fascinating landscapes. They are available all year round. Information and reservations are available from the reception.